The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is moine as a mitzvah, mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel. There's a mitzvah of Hushetivanu Lasois Para Aduma. There's a mitzvah to make the Para Aduma. There's an obvious kasha on the Rambam being moine the Asiyas Para Aduma as its own mitzvah. The Rambam is also moine as a mitzvah, the din of Mechatos, the Meinida, that's used, it's Metaris HaTmeim, it's Metames HaTahoyrim. So L'chaira then, the Asiyah of the Para Aduma is simply a preparation or a step in making the Meinida, which is made in order to be Metar, someone who is Metame Tumas Meis. Like the Rambam writes in his Shroshim, Shoresh Asiri, that any halachis and dinim which are necessary for the outcome of a mitzvah, for example, all the ingredients that are needed to be done in order to make the lechem aponim, or the shemen hamishcha, or the k'tayras, each and every step is not considered its own mitzvah. Rather, it falls under the general category of having lechem aponim, being makriv the k'tayras, having the shemen hamishcha. So then, l'chayra, why does the Rambam moine para aduma and making the para aduma as its own mitzvah? It's b'nichal the mitzvah of mechatos. It's b'nichal the mitzvah of being metaher, someone who is metame tumas meis. Just like the Rambam when he's moine the tahira of a mitzvah. The Rambam is not moine each and every step of taharas mitzvah, the birds, the agudas ezoiv, as its own mitzvah. Rather, they're just a mitzvah of being metaher mitzvah with a certain procedure. So too, the Rambam should be moine as a mitzvah, the procedure of being metaher, someone who is metame tumas meis. And the procedure is Para Aduma, Mayim Chayim Malkeli, v'chulei v'chulei. Why is the Rambam moine Asiyas Para Aduma as its own mitzvah? It's interesting to note that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when the Rambam brings down the Makor that Para Aduma is a mitzvah, he brings it down from the pasuk of V'hoysa l'adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres. He doesn't bring it down from the pasukim of where it says Kach l'cha Para Aduma or V'soraf esapara, all the other tzivuyim which are involved with taking and burning the Para Aduma, the Rambam does not bring those down as the mitzvah Para Aduma. Only the din of V'hoysa l'adas b'nei Yisrael l'mishmeres, that the Rambam brings down as the mocker that Para Aduma is its own mitzvah. If you ma'ayin a little bit in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam uses a lashon to explain the mitzvah Para Aduma as follows. The Rambam says, Hushetivanu lasois Para Aduma, mezuman elav. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer also, he writes, lasois Para Aduma, liois aforam muchan. To me, it seems like that according to the Rambam, there's not stamos inyan of making a Para Aduma in order to mitar someone or something which is matame tumas meis. The mitzvah Para Aduma is to have the afer of Para Aduma, mezuman, ready and prepared, lemishmeres, to be used. Meaning, if the mitzvah Para Aduma would simply be just to be mitar someone who is matame tumas meis, similar to atar samitzoira, then l'chayra, there'd be no inyan of making Para Aduma before someone becomes Tamei Meis. There'd be no inyan making Para Aduma l'mishmeres, that it should be done l'hazmin, that it should be mezuman and prepared. That might be an Eitz HaTayva, but it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah would rather be that when someone becomes Vitami Tumas Meis, so then you go ahead and go through a whole process of making Efer Para Aduma in order to be Mitar him. From the fact that Rambam writes that l'mishmeres, that there is a mitzvah of having the Efer Para Aduma mezuman and ready to be used, to me it seems like that is a unique din in the mitzvah of Para Aduma. Meaning that according to the Rambam, it's not stamazoi that Para Aduma is a hechatimsa to be metar. It's more than that. There's an inyan b'fnei atzmoi that the Efer of Para Aduma should be ready and waiting, l'mishmeres, it should be mezumenes, in order for it to be used. In fact, it's interesting that when the Sefer HaChinuch lists the mitzvah of Para Aduma, he says the mitzvah of Para Aduma is lisroif es a Para Aduma, to burn the Para Aduma. Now, we all know that in order for Para Aduma to be metar, you also need Mayim Chayim, El Keli. Just making the Efer of Para Aduma is not enough just to be ready in order to be metar, someone who is metame tumas meis. To me, it seems like it is a bazundere din, and that is the mitzvah of parah aduma, and that is to have lemishmeres mizumenes efer parah aduma, and that is what the Rambam is saying. Memela, it's not shver anymore. That's not stam a hechsher mitzvah in being metar someone who's metamei to masmes, but it's inyan bifnei atzmai to have efer parah aduma mizumenes. Perhaps we can understand this even a step more, as we all know that the purpose of parah aduma is to be metaher someone who is metami tumas meis. On the other hand, you see in the psukim, and you see it from different gemaras, that the making of the parah aduma, the sreifas parah aduma, is called achatos. It's achatos, it's like a carbon. So l'chayra, what are these two things? Is efer parah aduma a metaher es hatmeim? Is it to be metaher someone who is metami tumas meis? Or is it a carbon? Is it a chatos? Perhaps we can say that the mitar esatmeim, that chelek of it, avada para, the efer paraduma is. But there is an added inyan of the efer paraduma. This inyan that should be lemishmeres, this inyan that should be mizumenes, that is a chatos, that is the chelek chatos shaboy of the paraduma. It's the fact that it's a chatos that's mechayiv, the mitzvah of having efer paraduma mizumenes and prepared to be used. Perhaps we can understand this in the light of two dinim, which seem very contradictory. Again, on one hand, we understand parah aduma as being the ultimate chayk. It's a gzeira, it's a chayk, that the efer parah aduma can go ahead and be metar es hatmeim. On the other hand, as we see clearly from the Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi brings it down several times, Tosfos says this in Moed Katan, we see that parah aduma serves as a kapor for the chet ha'egel. Let the mother, the parah aduma, come and clean off the dirt of the egel, the chet egel that Klal Yisrael did in the midbar. Is parah aduma a kapara, or is parah aduma a metaher? How is it both? More so, Rashi, both in parshas Bishalach and in parshas Mishpatim, writes that the mitzvah parah aduma was given and at Morah. Part of the mitzvahs given at Morah was also the mitzvah of parah aduma. Frekt achreinim chav soifer bereisham, that if the whole inyan of parah aduma is to be mechaper on the chet ha'egel, Morah was a long time before the chet ha'egel. So what's the pshat that the mitzvah of parah aduma already was given in Morah? Perhaps we can understand it based on what we were just saying. Avada, the metaher qualities of the parah aduma, the fact metaher satmeim, that is something which was given, of course, in Morah. And that is the koyach of the parah aduma to metar someone who is metame to masmes, and that's the chayk, that's metar satmeim, it's metame satahirim. But perhaps this added inyan, this inyan that it is lemishmeres, this inyan that it has to be mizumenes, that is the sreif of the parah aduma, that is the chatos shaboy, that is the kapor shaboy of being machaper us for the cheta egel. That sreif us parah aduma, that is the kapor for the cheta egel. Perhaps we can say the idea and the connection is as follows. We see from all the mefarshim, it's mashman the psukim, that the chet ha'egel came because Klal Yisrael had a certain cheshbin. They had a cheshbin when Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come down from Har Sinai, and as soon as their cheshbin did not work out, and kefi daitam, it seemed like the Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter, the Nela, they right away was a bahala and a tumul, and they right away made the egel hazav. So it's because that kefi their cheshbin, things didn't work out, they went ahead and they made the egel hazav. And that comes, this kapara, the kapara of the parah aduma, the kapara of the chayk, the kapara of a mitzvah which we taka don't understand and we know we don't understand. The inyan of doing the parah aduma before the mace happens. The idea that the parah aduma should be mizumenes, the idea that the parah aduma should be prepared beforehand, is a kapara to us. That we have to prepare ourselves and fortify ourselves. That we are going to face nisyonos. We're going to face challenges. We're going to have kashas, kabiyach on the Eibishter. The things are going to happen that we don't understand. Misa, death, these tragedies are things that we really don't understand. That we have a hard time intellectualizing. We have to prepare ourselves beforehand. We have to prepare ourselves beforehand with the sreifas paraduma. To remember and to remind ourselves that the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are things we don't understand, and that therefore, as soon as we experience the challenges of mace, of tragedies, we are able to retire ourselves as quickly as possible so we can continue in our Avodas Hashem.